This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. We are powered by Chevron, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Exciting day here at the station. We've got three games coming up this afternoon. We got a high school baseball game, huge one, with Severance and Riverdale Ridge. And then we're going to have the Avalanche Wild game coming up here as part of our affiliate agreement with Altitude Radio. And then we're going to hear this guy, Jason Kosmitsky, on the call tonight for the Nuggets and the Clippers. Jason, my man, I always love having you on my program. But now, man, I mean, I love having you on the station. We're going to be able to hear you a lot here on KFKA throughout Northern Colorado.
Hey, listen, man, I have a house in Lake McConaughey, Nebraska, and I'm a huge KFKA guy. So it's good to be back, or it's good to be back on, or however the way we went. It's just good talking to you guys again.
Oh, I love it, man. We are so excited. It's big news, and man, it's a big game tonight, too. What better way to start this off? The Nuggets are in that race for the one seed, and I think going up against the Clippers tonight, Jason.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how important that number one seed is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody falls in love with that. I guess it's because it's that time of the year. And so I'll embrace it. You know, you get the number one seed, you have home court all the way through until you get to the, you know, NBA finals. So I guess that's something. But, you know, in my opinion, number two's not bad. I mean, you know, so, I mean, yeah, you want to get it for sure. You want to get it. You got something to chase and all that stuff. But I think at the end of the day, you just want to be as healthy as you can possibly be, and playing as good as basketball as you can possibly be. So it'd be great to get the number one seed. The Nuggets are, they're in the, you know, we're in control of our own destiny here. Win out, you'll have the number one seed. So, but we'll see where it falls.
Well, and you know, part of that, like you said, the health thing, that's been a big topic of conversation too, with Jamal Murray's situation. And that's where, you know, when you hear Coach Malone saying, "Hey, the number one seed, that's not our focus," people wonder what that means. Like, okay, does that mean you're not trying hard to win it? No, it means that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, hey, if we have a guy that's like day to day on the injury side of things, maybe we don't force it, maybe we don't play it. If they really valued that one seed to the, you know, the most important thing, then they might ask guys to push through a little bit more.
Exactly that. So, like, if this were game three of the NBA Finals and you know, 2 days ago and 4 days ago, would Jamal be playing 100%? Yes, you know. But that's kind of what I get back at. It's like, you know, when you look at the West, I mean, it's not as easy as it was last year. I'm not going to lie. I mean, last year, I don't want to say it was a breeze because, you know, winning an NBA title is never an easy thing to do, right? So, but you ask yourself, you look at all these Western Conference teams, and it's a lot harder this year because everybody's bunched up. You have Minnesota, you have Denver, Oklahoma City, L.A. Clippers, Phoenix, Sacramento, Golden State, and the L.A. Lakers, and Dallas. I think I got them all in there, right?
I think you did. I think you nailed it.
So now you ask yourself, out of all of those teams, who's going to beat Denver in a seven-game series? It's a hard... I don't know who would do that, but you never know, right? So somebody could catch fire. So I just think, I've been saying this for a while now, is that just be as healthy as possible. Denver has the best starting five in the NBA. That's not me talking. That's just facts. That's what it is, you know. They've been together for a long time. It's going to be really hard to beat Denver in a seven-game series. And it's going to be a little bit more of a grind than it was last year. It's not going to be as easy as it was last year. Denver went 16-4 in the playoffs last year to win the NBA title. And it's not going to be that easy this year, but it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. I promise you that.
Joining us now, the voice of the Denver Nuggets, Jason Kosmitsky. When you look at it, you know, the matchups. Is there any thought process there for Coach Malone, do you think, where he's like, you know, it'd be better to go up against the Pelicans? Again, if the play-in makes it more difficult to play that game because you don't know who that's going to be, but if it ended the way it looks on paper, is there any thought there, or is it, no, you know, you can't even play that game anymore because of the play-in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, right? And I think this is the one and only time that coaching comes into play in the NBA. Because let's be honest, man, I could be coaching the Denver Nuggets right now. Seriously. Throw it to Joker.
Give it to Joker and see what happens, man. Yeah, I agree.
But it can get a little squirrely, like, you know, want or desire or must, or however which way you want to dress it up, that's a big thing in today's NBA. And, you know, you look at a team like Phoenix, right? I mean, look at the Suns. Here they are. They sold their soul. I mean, they sold everything. They went all in to win an NBA title this year. They have no picks. They have no money. They have no nothing. They did everything that they had to do in order to win the NBA championship this year. And right now, they're fighting to be out of the play-in tournament, right? So I don't know, man. It goes a lot of different ways. It's so squirrely. That play-in thing is really weird, but I love it. I mean, obviously the fans love it. So there's going to be a lot of bumps and roads and all that stuff down the road, but I think at the end of the day, you're looking at one of the two best teams in the NBA. I'm scared about Boston, but, you know, the first things first, let's get through the Western Conference and see what goes from there.
Who does scare you, you know, with all these teams that you've seen? Because you can make a case for any team. You know, Minnesota, you know, they're motivated. They're viewing the Nuggets as their whale they got to slay. You can look at the Thunder, young and up and coming. But then you mentioned the Suns. You even look at the play-in teams. The Lakers, if they ended up going up against the Nuggets, you don't think they're going to be as high as they've been in a long time, as up as they've been in a long time. So who, after seeing so many of these teams throughout the course of the year, Jason, who scares you the most?
I mean, we could go one by one in the Western Conference. I'll do it real fast.
Okay.
Real fast. The Lakers are a non-factor. They're just a bad basketball team. The Nuggets have beat them 8 times in a row. Yeah, they got a lot of fancy names over there, but they don't have it. The Clippers were worrisome early, but look how bad they've played over the last 30 games. You know, I mean, so that kind of goes away. You have Sacramento. That's an up-and-comer. They have a lot of want. They have a lot of will. But I just don't – they don't play good enough defense in order to get it done, so they kind of go away. And then that brings us to Phoenix, who could do it. And they have a really good coach in Frank Vogel. I just don't understand why they're not all on the same page. I know they missed Bradley Beal a lot of the year. That team does scare me. I'm not going to lie. But then you go to the Oklahoma City Thunder. In the next 4 or 5 years, they're going to be beast mode. But they're just young. They're too young right now. Other than SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they're really good. I just don't know. I don't think they know what they're getting into. Does that make sense when they come to the playoffs? Yeah, you know, I mean, but they're still really good. And then you have Minnesota, and the problem with Minnesota is they can't close. I mean, that's been their history. It's a lot like the Boston Celtics. It's like you can be up by 20 in the fourth quarter and still beat those dudes. So they just don't have it. It takes so much. There's a lot of X factors in order to win playoff games. And fortunately for Denver, as of this year, not a lot of teams have that. The only teams that have that, besides the Nuggets, are the LA Clippers and the Phoenix Suns, because they've had dudes that have been there before. So the longer you can avoid those guys, and it's the same way with Boston. You know, Boston got beat by Miami, a play-in team, last year. And Miami went to the NBA Finals because they haven't been there before. So I don't know, man. I almost cussed right there. This stuff is so amazing and so fun. So we're about there. We got a handful of games left. It's going to be a blast.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on the Suns. Why aren't the Suns better? Is this an example? Is this like a case of too much star power that can't figure it out on a consistent basis?
You know, what I think it is, it's, I don't know why they're not better. I mean, that's a really, really good basketball team. Forget about the big three. You know, they have our boy, you know, our guy Nurkic there. They have a lot of really good surrounding pieces. They have a very good basketball coach. And I think what it might be, bro, is that they started too late. You know, they didn't take the beginning part of the season serious enough, right? And that's what Malone is so good at, is that he gets everybody ready. It's like, you know, okay, so you're November 12th. Does that game against Cleveland matter? A lot of teams say no. Malone says yes. I just think they started too late, and now they're playing catch-up, and now they have the hardest schedule remaining, albeit 1 week, in the NBA. I don't think they were ready for the season. I don't know why.
Jason Kosmitsky joining us on our First Advantage hotline, I should say. When you look at just this Nuggets team as they're preparing for the playoffs, obviously one of those big questions, we talked about Jamal, but the other big question is, you know, what's the bench unit going to look like? Who's going to step up? Are we going to see Christian Brown kind of do what he did last year? Can Reggie Jackson take over the role of what Bruce Brown was? And then Peyton Watson. What is your assessment at this stage? How concerned are you about the bench unit going into the playoffs?
That's such a good question. I'm highly concerned. I'm not going to lie, man. I will always speak the truth. You know, you march through the whole thing last year, and you have Jeff Green and Bruce Brown, who nobody ever heard of until last year. And now it's this year. But, you know, if you're a fan of an NBA team, you have to be a fan of the NBA team's finances. And so, obviously, you cannot keep those guys. I mean, we just all knew that. So now this year, so the way it's going to happen is this, is that in the first round, you get to play nine guys, okay? And then you're going to win the first round. Then after that, you play eight guys in the next round. Okay, so that's three guys off the bench. Then after that, you play seven guys from there on out. So basically what you're down to is eight guys, which is three bench players. And right now they sit as this. Reggie Jackson. And I'm going to put DeAndre Jordan in there as kind of an X factor because he's not going to play every game. So kind of let's just throw him out. So you have Reggie Jackson off the bench, Justin Holiday, Christian Brown, and Peyton Watson. So out of those four dudes, you have to find three guys that you can trust. And in my opinion right now is Reggie Jackson, Justin Holiday, and Christian Brown. And the X factor is Peyton Watson. Can he do it? He's so good on the defensive end. But it's really hard, bro, to tell somebody, go play defense and don't shoot a three, right? I mean, you can't really do that. So it's going to be interesting. We got six more games to figure out what those other three guys are going to do. But that's basically what you're looking at.
And Justin Holiday is so interesting, too, Jason. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have thought, hey, we're having this conversation about him being such a big piece. But when he does get his opportunities, he seems to take advantage of them.
Doesn't make mistakes. He's a veteran. He understands the game of basketball. You know, he's got two brothers that play in the NBA. And, you know, a lot of times normally when brothers play in the NBA, they're like 7 feet, and these guys aren't, you know. They have Drew and Aaron Holiday that both play in the NBA. And I kind of saw this one coming a little bit because he's from such a basketball family, and the Nuggets never played him at all, right? I mean, that, you know, back in the early part of the season, it was like if you're going to play Justin Holiday, you got to take away Christian Brown minutes. And I never bought into that. I never believed that. And I just think that, you know, because he's been in the league a long time, they knew they could pull the trigger on him at any time that they wanted to. And they finally started doing that here in the last 15 or so games. So Justin Holiday is going to be the best Nugget player that nobody ever talks about. He's going to be a big part of the playoffs, no doubt about it.
You're getting me pumped up, Jason. We're so pumped. It was great timing, too, to be able to get this deal done with the Altitude Radio Network and KFKA, because we're going to get to follow you along during this playoff run. And man, you know I love listening to you on air. I had the honor of sitting next to you once. Was that 2 years ago? Just to kind of see how you did your thing. It's magical, man. You make it happen.
Well, come back anytime, man. I'm still in the same spot, bro.
I'm gonna come in and I'll just like hand you, you know, drinks and food and stuff, dude. I'll just whatever you need. I'll be like your camera grip guy on a movie set. Whatever you need, I'm in.
That's always fun. But listen to me, bro. It's 10 times more fun on the road, so get that handled.
All right, man. I'll at some point, we're going to make it happen, dude. Have a great call tonight. We are absolutely honored to be able to have your voice and Connor McGahee's voice with the Avs on KFKA on a regular basis. It's going to be so much fun.
Here's a liner for you. Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
We got it done right there live, dude. This is a pro we're talking about. This is a pro. That's why I shut up. All right, my man. Have a good one tonight. Let's go, Nugs.
All right, we'll talk at you.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.